Turn with me, if you would, in your Bibles to Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27. And this is going to be a two-part message. And there's four things that I would like to make mention. But if I was going to encourage you to do something, I would encourage you to read the latter part of the book of Acts, beginning somewhere around chapter 23. There's a lot of things that is going on in Paul's life. There's a lot of things that's going on in Paul's ministry. And I will say things haven't changed a lot, because anything done for the glory of Christ will be challenged. Anything that is done for the glory of Christ will be ridiculed. Anything for the glory of Christ will be mocked. And anything for the glory of Christ, folks will try to destroy. And so they were doing that in Paul's life. Paul got the opportunity in the trials that he was in. Paul got the opportunity to really minister to a lot of people. We don't realize sometimes that as hard as our trials are, we have the opportunity to minister to folks. We have the opportunity to minister those that are looking on, those that are concerned. And so Paul was none other than a servant of the Lord. Paul's life was changed, and he knew his life was changed. And when you realize in your life that when your life becomes changed in Christ, then you have a whole new perspective of things. When we realize how our life got changed, why our life got changed, and who changed our life, we're going to have a different perspective. And so Paul had a tremendous ministry. And so we're going to take our reading with verse 20, and then we're going to kind of refer back to, we don't have time this morning to read all these chapters, but there was a lot that was taking place. And I want to begin reading with verse 20 of Acts chapter 27. And the title of this message is Four Strong Anchors for Life's Stormy Sea. Four Strong Anchors for Life's Stormy Sea. We begin reading with verse 20. And the Bible says, "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete." And if you read prior to this, Paul told them that it wasn't the time to go. It was bad weather, the time of the year. And Paul brings that up. "You should have listened to me, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer." So along with the instruction that Paul was giving, along with the decisions that they made and the journey that Paul was on, Paul is now giving them some good news. He's giving them some good news. "And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told to me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island." Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time that we have today to worship you. We thank you for what our hearts have already felt. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your word. And now, Lord, I just pray that your continued blessings be upon this service and the one tonight. And Lord, if there's someone here that is struggling, that's just simply struggling with life and even maybe struggling with their salvation, or maybe there's someone here that doesn't know Christ, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to that heart and cause them to hold on to these anchors, to come to know Christ and hold on to these anchors that you have given us as we are in the storms of life. We ask that you help me this morning, and we give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I begin this morning with saying this. God has a plan for every life. And a lot of times we don't know what that plan is, and a lot of times we may not even know what the plan is until the latter part of our life, and you realize that you got through this or you got through that, and you look back and you say, wow, I could have never done it without the Lord. And then you see others that are watching, and they make mention about you and what you went through, and you have the opportunity to tell them about the Lord and how that you couldn't have done it without the Lord. But within the plan that God has for every life, there must be some stability. We need stability. Our world in these days don't have much stability. They don't have stability in the leadership. There's not stability in the things that's taking place. But I'll encourage you this morning to realize there is stability if you look in the right places. There is stability if you look towards the Lord. And I echo what Paul says that I read to you just a few moments ago. He says, I believe God. And if you can leave this place this morning echoing those same words, I believe God, then we're going to get through this life. But we need stability in our life because storms are going to come. And as we took our reading up this morning, there was a storm that had taken place. And Paul had a tremendous testimony in preaching the gospel. Paul had a tremendous testimony in being a follower of Jesus. And Paul had a tremendous testimony in wanting to see others come to know Christ. Wanting to see others be saved. Wanting to see others. And we can see actually that as he's talking before Agrippa in chapter 26, verse 28, the Bible says, then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul's response was, and Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. He had such a tremendous desire to see others saved. And he had a message that would change people's lives. And that was Jesus Christ. He was more than just a follower of Jesus. But he was a servant. And he had a realization that heaven is real, but not only a realization of heaven, but he also had a realization that hell is real. You know, nobody wants to think about hell, it seems like, these days. And if our world would look at the Word of God and what the Word of God says, and the realization that hell is real, then I think you would see a change. Paul had that realization. In chapters 25, verses 1 through 11, there was a new accusation that was brought against Paul. An accusation of the message that he proclaimed and who he was. The Jews wanted to bring him back to Jerusalem for a trial. But Paul claimed his right and his birthright to be heard before Caesar. And all this was part of God's plan. And that's why I say that God has a plan for every life. We think sometimes our life doesn't matter. But every single life in this sanctuary this morning, and every single life that is listening, and every single life that is that is out in the world is important to God. And that God has a plan. Paul would be taken as a prisoner and head to Rome. And he would be taken by ship. And there was somewhere around the mileage of about 2,000 miles he would have to travel. And we call that a journey. The journey to Rome, the journey to stand before Caesar that God had told him he would. And on this journey, he and those that were with him would be faced with a great storm. Faced with a great storm that would last not just one day, but it would last a number of days. You know, and sometimes in our own life, when we're dealing with the storms of life, we want them to go away and we want them to pass, but many times they linger. I mean, it just seems like some of the worst storms that we've ever encountered in our coast is the storms that just kind of linger. You know, a storm that passes very quickly, that creates damage and there's corrosion, and there's even potential of lives being lost. But when one lingers and when one continues to show an impact, then that's when devastation starts. And sometimes in our life, there are storms in life that sometimes seem to linger. And Paul and those that were with him was in one of those storms. One that would last for a number of days. And the ship would eventually be destroyed by this storm, although they did everything that they could. Everything that they had been taught as sailors and as individuals and as those that were known to sail in the open seas, they did everything that they could, but the ship was still destroyed. And that gives a reminder to us this morning that it's not about what we know that can help us, but it's about who we know that can help us. It's about who we know, not what we know. Because what we know will fall short, but who we know will make a difference. They tried everything. They tried lightening the load. They tried anchoring the ship. And during this time, men became overwhelmed. And sometimes storms in life will cause a person to become overwhelmed and even desperate. And they were trying all kinds of different things to save the ship because they thought the ship was their protection. But the ship was man-made, not God-made. And the ship was limited as to what kind of protection that it would give. And they would try to cast their anchors to the sea, but sadly, the ship's anchors did not provide safety. The ship's anchors did not provide any hope. And the ship's anchors did not provide the answer against the storm. And I read to you in verse 20, the latter part of verse 20 that says, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. That was after they had tried everything in the midst of this storm. And they had tried everything within their own power to overcome this storm and to overcome the tempest and all the things that had taken place. They were trying everything, and they had reached a point in their life to where they said, all hope is gone. All hope is gone. And yes, the ship would eventually be lost and destroyed. But let me encourage you this morning, Paul had a message for them. Once they had tried everything, Paul remained quiet. He had already told them, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't go this direction. It's not the right time of the year. And if you could read through these chapters, you'll see that. Paul had already gave them warning, and they took their own ideas and their own experiences and said, yes, we can make it, and now they're in the shape that they're in. You see, Paul believed God. He did not believe man. Paul believed God. And he gave them an encouraging message. And he wanted them all to hear, all that were in the ship. Keep in mind, the storm was still going on. The winds were still contrary. The ship was still being tossed. And Paul gave them a tremendous message. And he said the words, "Fear not. Fear not." As the messenger came to Paul and says, "Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar." You see, God had a plan for Paul's life. And no storm in life will destroy that plan that God has for you. And no storm in life will destroy that plan he had for Paul. And those that were with Paul were beneficiaries of Paul's life. God had given Paul a message, and a message to proclaim that he had, and those that were with him would be safe. They would be safe. And it wasn't about the vessel, and it wasn't about the ship that made them safe. You see, Paul had an anchor in life. It wasn't one that you would throw overboard to try to hold the ship down, because everything in the ship, and including the ship, got destroyed. So how could Paul have so much confidence? How can we have so much confidence in this life? How can you be going through life's storms, and when someone comes to see you or someone asks you, how can you be an encouragement to them even though you're the one that's going through the storm? How can we do this? Paul believed God. And it's sadly to say, but I think that's where some people struggle, and sometimes we struggle. When we go through life, and it seems like we get hit with every wind coming from every direction that there is, and it seems like our ship of life is just being tossed to and fro, and sometimes you don't want to go through it, and I don't know anybody that wants to go through it. I don't know anybody that wants to go through a storm. I don't know anybody that would go out in a boat knowing that it was going to storm and knowing that the winds was going to be way up and the waves was going to be crashing and potentially the ship would be destroyed. I don't know anybody that would want to do that. But sometimes storms come, and they're life storms. How could he be so steady? And how could he be so strong? You see, these anchors that we're going to mention to you this morning and tonight can even help us today. These anchors kept him safe. These anchors kept him steady. These anchors kept him sure. And these anchors kept him protected. And you look at the condition of our world today, and we need some safety. We need some steadiness. We need some things that are sure. And we need to be protected. Because you can look out and you can watch any type of media there is as far as the news and the airways, and there's a lot of trouble. And there's a lot of sin-sick people. And there's a lot of things that's going on, and there's a lot of protests, and there's a lot of things that if they keep on, there's going to be some destruction. But we as believers need to focus not on the storms, but on the protection that we have from the storms. And while we're going through the storms, and we need those anchors that are safe. We need those anchors that are steady. We need those anchors that are sure. And we need those anchors that give us protection. And we say the first anchor this morning, and the first point that we would like to make this morning, is we have a strong anchor of the presence of God. The strong anchor of the presence of God. Verse 23 tells us, "For there stood by me this night," meaning Paul, the angel of God stood by him, whose I am and whom I serve. If you really meditate on that, and you really see, and you try to envision the storm, and you try to envision what was taking place, and how they tried everything within their own power to save the ship. And when Paul says, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I'm served, I tell you, that'll give you cold chills if you really meditate on it. Even in the storms, he is there. You see, Paul was not alone. And we must be reminded this morning that we are not alone, regardless of how alone we feel. It's not about feeling, but it's about the presence of the Lord. Sometimes we rely more on our feelings than our promises. We rely more on our feelings and how we feel and those type of things and maybe what we're going through than what we have and the hope that we have in our Lord. Because Paul believed God. The presence of God ministered peace in his heart. The presence of God ministered peace in his heart. Regardless of what we might be going through this morning, or what we might go through in life, we have the same confidence because we serve the same God. We serve the same God. A very familiar passage of Scripture, or a verse of Scripture that I want to read to you, is found in Hebrews chapter 13, to realize that we do have that anchor of his presence. The Bible says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The question I have for you this morning, are you like Paul? Do you believe God? Do you believe God? When you read that verse that says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, do you believe God? And I'll give you another verse of Scripture that's in one of the Psalms that we could probably every one of us quote. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You see, that is his presence. We have his presence in the storms of life. Every step, every valley, every mountain, every storm, we will have his presence by his grace. We will have his presence. You see, the storm was long. And the Bible talks about how long the storm was that they were in. The storm was long, but God never left him. God will never leave us. Others wanted to jump ship. It actually talks about that in verse 30. The Bible says, as even after Paul gave them that encouragement, and even after Paul told them that all the lives would be saved from this storm, there was those in verse 30, it says, and the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship when they had let down the boat into the sea under the coral as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship. But Paul said to the centurion, except ye abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. If they would have jumped too early, they would have been destroyed. It's sad when you hear someone say, I don't know if I believe God anymore. It's sad when someone gets so burdened that they say, I just don't know. And I wonder sometimes how that can be said. And I think the focus is on the storm and not on God. I think the focus is on the storm and not of God. You see, we need to focus on the anchor. The anchor that will help us get through life's storm. And the first anchor that we gave you this morning is God's presence. And believing the Word of God that says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Believing the Word of God that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of a shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You see, that's the promises. That's the promises that we have in life's storms. Every valley, every mountain, every step, every storm in life, we have that promise. And Paul says, I believe God. And sometimes we need to repeat that over and over and over in life. I believe God. Because Satan has a way of trying to weasel his way in our life to cause us to doubt. What did he do to Eve? He caused her to doubt. And when we start doubting, it's when problems come. And even though Paul had given them that encouragement, there were those in that ship that wanted to jump ship. And Paul was wise enough to go to the centurion, those that were commanding the commander, and told him, they better not jump. They better not. You see, it's a blessing to have the presence of God. He had an anchor of his presence. And we have the same presence. We have the same hope. We have the same anchor. And I ask a question, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You see, that's where it begins. It's beginning in having Him as your personal Savior. It's having that relationship. You see, my early part of life, I was in church all the time. My dad was a preacher and I was in church all the time. And I went to church. And I knew the right and wrong, and if I didn't know it, my dad would tell me. But that did not change my life. What changed my life was when I accepted Christ as my Savior. That's what changed my life. Having that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that's where it begins. That's where it begins. The first anchor is His presence. The second anchor is He had an anchor, Paul had an anchor of the promises of God. You see, God made a promise. And God's promise to Paul was, you're going to stand and you're going to have to be brought before Caesar. It was still going to be a storm and it was still going to be a challenge in his life going before Caesar. But God made him a promise, and God doesn't break His promises. God doesn't break promises. But I can't sit here and tell you in my life that I haven't broke some promises. Maybe it wasn't intentional, but the promise was still broken. God won't break promises. And that's the hope that we have. When He says the words, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that's a promise. And that's something that we can hold on to regardless of what anybody else does. Regardless of what anybody else says, regardless about what the thoughts are and what the crowds say and all those things, we need to be like Paul and we need to believe God. You see, he had the anchor of God's presence, but he also had the anchor of the promises of God. This storm was long and it was terrible. But there was still a promise given. And it doesn't mean we're not going to go through the storm. It doesn't mean the ship's not going to be destroyed. But we have hope this morning in the promises of God. Paul was to stand before Caesar, and Paul was reminded of that. You see, some believe that this was one of Paul's most important journeys in his ministry. And that's why I challenge you to just read through these chapters, because there are some scholars that believe that this was probably one of the most important journeys that Paul went on. Do you realize that he had to go through the storm for that important journey? And do you realize the storms that we go through might be our most important journey that God has for us? Not only Paul, but those that were in the ship with him would be spared. You never know how our life can impact others. Do you realize that if we doubt, and if we doubt God, we can cause others to doubt God? If we doubt God, we can cause others to doubt. But if we praise God and we believe God, others can do the same. It works both ways. You see, those that were following him and those that were in the ship, they would be saved too. And they didn't leave the ship. Have you ever wanted to jump ship? The ship of life? Paul had the promise of God's word. And we have the word of God. His promises are true. His promises are steadfast. His promises are sure. And we have an anchor in God's promises, no matter what storm comes our way. No matter what storm comes our way. Do you know that there's going to be brighter days one day? And you might think, how or when? And you might be like a child getting ready to go on a trip, and the parent tells you, now this is going to be a long ride. And then about every 30 minutes, the child says, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And we look at the troubles that's happening around us. And we look out and you see the corruption in our world. And we see the hatred for Israel, the hatred of God, and the turning away that people are doing. And we say, are we there yet? But you know, I believe as long as we're living and breathing, and as long as we have the opportunity to worship and fellowship and praise the Lord, that we need to keep doing it. We need to keep doing it. Because when the time is fine, finally a parent will say to that child, I'll let you know when we're there. And God's going to let us know when it's time. God's going to let us know when it's time. Psalm 30 verse 3 says, for the anger endureth, but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. I promise you, based upon the word, what the word of God, and I want you to come to me sometime, whenever it's going to be, and I want you to say to me, I remember when you said joy's coming in the morning. When we're in the presence of God, and when we're looking before, at his face, the one who died for our sins, the one who gave us hope, the one who helped us through this life, I want you to nudge me and say, I remember that you said, joy's coming in the morning. Joy's coming in the morning. You see, we have that promise. But you know, we're not here yet, and we're not there yet. So what do we have? What do we have in God's presence? Well, Paul knew firsthand, found in 2 Corinthians verse 12, or chapter 12, verse 9, the Bible says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. That divine grace. Going through that storm of life. Having the anchors that will help us and make us steadfast and sure. And then the other verse that I have for you is one that many of you can quote, and that's found in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Doesn't say we're not going to understand. It just says, we know. We know. That's holding on the promises of God. Paul's promises were based upon God's word. God's word. The word of God is full of promises and makes an anchor that will hold us in the storms of life. Paul was in the will of God. Paul was in the will of God just where he was. But nowhere did it say that he liked it. Now it talked about in the verse that I just read, I'd rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may prevail and that it'll be seen. But it nowhere says that we enjoy the storms of life. There's been times that I've been out fishing and got caught up in a storm and I didn't enjoy it, but I was grateful that I got to shore. I was grateful that I got to shore. Paul was anchored. The anchor of God's presence, the anchor of God's promise. But Paul still had to go on the journey. He would be tossed. His journey would be long. The ship would be destroyed. But Paul still had to go through the storm. There were some, as I mentioned moments ago, there were some that were talking about jumping ship. And I read to you that verse just a few moments ago. But Paul told them that they needed to remain in the ship because God knew what each one would be going through. And Paul knew that he believed God. Many times we must remain in the ship or the path that God has allowed us to go through. However, we have the anchors that will help us. We have the anchors that will get us through. We have the anchors that we can rest upon. And I promise you this morning that those anchors are not man-made, but they are God-made. And God's presence and God's promises. So I asked a question this morning. Are you dealing with something in your life, whether you're listening online or whether you're here, are you dealing with something in your life right now that you're being tossed about? Do you feel like things or in your own hands and you feel like jumping? Don't jump. Don't jump. What blessed me in reading all this is the fact that Paul had time alone with God. Paul had time alone with God. When he gave that announcement, and verse 24 says, saying, fear not, Paul. That's Paul being talked to. That's Paul getting direction. That's Paul getting hope. That's Paul getting reassurance. And he had that. And he says, you're going to be brought before Caesar. Everything's going to be just fine. And Paul says these words, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Do you believe God this morning? Do you believe His presence? Do you believe His promises? Are you holding to those anchors? Or are you looking at the storm and trying to throw everything overboard like those that were trying to? Throwing things overboard just to try to save the ship. Well, the ship wasn't going to be saved. But the people were. Rely on the promises of God. Rely on the presence of God. And tonight we're going to share with you two more anchors for life's stormy sea. But I invite you to have that time alone with God. As we have our invitation, if God has spoken to your heart in any way, let me ask you, have that time that you talk to the Lord. Come up and have that time just as Paul got that reassurance. Come for that reassurance of God's presence. Come for that reassurance of God's promises. Don't allow the ship to be tossed about any longer without resting on the anchors that we have with God. Don't allow that ship of life to be tossing you around any longer, trying this and trying that and throwing this overboard and throwing that overboard when we have the true anchors in life. And as we pray here in just a few moments, now's the moment of decision. Are you going to allow, if you're going through this, are you going to allow that ship to just simply be tossed about with no hope? Or are you going to anchor with what God has given us? He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Do you believe that? It's one thing to quote it, but do you believe it? Do you believe in the promises of God? Do you believe in the presence of God? Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And we pray, Lord, as we have this invitation, that if You have spoken to hearts, Lord, that we'll be willing to be as Paul did and just listen and to come and listen to You. Lord, You know the storms of life we're all going through. And You know how long we've been going through them. And You know how long we will be going through them. But help us to hold on to those anchors. Help us to hold on to those anchors, that we might have joy. As Paul says, be of good cheer, because we have that joy of Your word and Your presence. And Father, as we have this invitation, Lord, You know the hearts, and we just commit this time to You. Help no one leave this place without doing business with You. And Lord, we'll stand back and give You the praise, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. What number?